Chapter 2. The ship landed in a medley of noises. There was the far-off hiss of the atmosphere cutting and sliding past the metal of the ship. There was the steady drone of the conditioners fighting the heat of friction and the slower rumble of the engines enforcing deceleration. There was the human sound of men and women gathering in the debarkation rooms and the grind of the hoists lifting baggage, mail, and freight to the long axis of the ship, from which they would be later moved along to the unloading platform. Gal felt the slight jar that indicated the ship no longer had an independent motion of its own. Ship's gravity had been giving way to planetary gravity for hours. Thousands of passengers had been sitting patiently in the debarkation rooms, which swung easily on yielding force fields to accommodate its orientation to the changing direction of the gravitational forces. Now they were crawling down curving ramps to the large, yawning locks. Gal's baggage was minor. He stood at a desk as it was quickly and expertly taken apart and put together again. His visa was inspected and stamped. He himself paid no attention. This was Trantor. The air seemed a little thicker here, the gravity a bit greater than on his home planet of Synax, but he would get used to that. He wondered if he would get used to immensity. Debarkation building was tremendous. The roof was almost lost in the heights. Gal could almost imagine that clouds could form beneath its immensity. He could see no opposite wall, just men and desks and converging floor till it faded out in haze. The man at the desk was speaking again. He sounded annoyed. He said, "Move on, Dornick." He had to open the visa, look again, before he remembered the name. Gal said, Where? The man at the desk jerked a thumb. "Taxis to the right and third left." Gal moved, seeing the glowing twists of air suspended high in nothingness and reading, "Taxis to all points." A figure detached itself from anonymity and stopped at the desk as Gal left. The man at the desk looked up and nodded briefly. The figure nodded in return and followed the young immigrant. He was in time to hear Gal's destination. Gal found himself hard against a railing. The small sign said, "Supervisor." The man to whom the sign referred did not look up. He said, "Where to?" Gal wasn't sure, but even a few seconds' hesitation meant men queuing in line behind him. The supervisor looked up. "Where to?"